The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, and we haven't had one of these in a long time. In fact, we haven't had one of these at all coming off a home game. They lost yesterday. There's a billion reasons for it.
Yep.
But I think ultimately they got to look in the mirror on that one, and we're going to break down every angle of it, but you got a 10-point lead in the second half. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of things went sideways. I think they got screwed a couple different spots. But 10-point lead in the second half, you got to hang on.
Yeah, ultimately it comes down to mistakes. And I think when you're playing better teams, you can't make those mistakes. Self-inflicted wounds, you know, muffing the punt and giving it to them in your territory.
Let's start there, because I didn't get to see you till after the game, and we both had a million things going on. When you see two muffed punts,
yeah,
like how much does that like hurt your soul? But knowing how you should do it and then seeing what happened.
Well, the thing, I actually, Santana and I have talked over the last few weeks. We've seen a couple bobbles.
Yeah, man.
But cut. And it's like, it's trying to catch it so high, it's hitting the pad. And that thing can bounce different ways off that pad depending on the angle that the ball is coming. Left-footed punter also puts a different spin on the ball, although Tress is a left-footed punter.
Dude, you know? Like half the league is left-footed punters.
Yeah, but the thing about it, like, it puts a different little spin on it.
Yeah.
And if it catches you on the shoulder pad, it jumps a different way. The ultimate thing for me, what I saw, is that you're fair catching. The one thing everybody does is relax. You know what I mean? Everybody relaxes when they're about to fair catch. At that point is when you got to focus more and you got to look the ball in. You get what I'm saying? And you can see it was like a look, boom, out. The first one, also, same thing. We were able to get that one back, but we weren't able to get the second one back.
Yeah, it was just, this is not a new thing. It's a new thing that they lost one, but he has made some questionable decisions both in where he fields punts, inside his own five at certain times, and then how he actually catches them. And OZ has been really good for this team all year. Like, he's been a way better kind of slot weapon than I think a lot of people expected.
Yeah.
This is not a condemnation on Zacchaeus, the player, but I think you might have to make a decision at punt return.
Well, I think the ultimate thing is just him having his confidence in it. And like the thing about, you say, catching them inside the five and the five, today,
that's more common.
Players catch it inside the five, the eight. Like, you watch guys line up. They line up on the 8-yard line, 7-yard line, instead of line up on the 10 like we used to do back in the day. And
heels on the 10,
if you have
exists.
To move forward, you know I can catch it. If you have to move back, you normally thought about fair catching. But also, one thing I don't think anybody in the public ever know, the coach is telling you depending on hang time. So that player is calculating hang time in his mind. So if I see a ball come out and I see the spiral, the nose, and it turns over, that's normally one that's going to come down a little quicker. You normally just think I can take a chance here. But if that thing hangs up a little bit, better start waving your hands.
So here's my thing. Yesterday, obviously, special teams mattered throughout this game. Jeff sent us the link, B, because Lord knows what these computers are doing.
Right.
I mean to our laptop. I have it open on my laptop. Special teams made a big impact right off the top in this game, both for Washington with two muff punts, then the Steelers try the fake punt. Washington was able to take advantage of the kid, James Pierre, just dropped it. It was, I don't know if that was the play call the fake punt or if they checked to it. Because if you notice, the gunner that was out on the edge with James Pierre came in for punt block.
Yeah.
And it seemed like if that was a check they had predetermined, is really, really good coaching, and the dude just dropped
it. They had a check, and you could tell they saw something on film. And if you go back, we do that a lot, where we'll creep in early, and then the other guy comes over to block him. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, they saw it. Now, he dropped it because he's running, he's wide ass open, and the ball is behind him. He has to stop and reach back. If they just put that thing up in his chest, he catches, he's probably going for a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's an up back throwing it, right? So I'm not mad about the throw. The dude's just got to catch it. But whatever, it's a great break for Washington. And unfortunately, what we saw yesterday is when they got great breaks, they did not take advantage. They did early on. They're able to get that touchdown. Specific to the punt stuff, B, maybe you got to check on Crowder. I don't know who you can turn to besides Zacchaeus, because if you go back and look at punt, when they were really going through a lot of punt work in training camp, you saw guys, Noah Ai, Jahan Dotson, Emmanuel Forbes, like these other guys who were catching a lot of punts.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get Crowder healthy, maybe that's your answer. But Dotson's gone. You can't put Forbes back there. He'll get broken in half. Noah Ai's kind of too important for you at this point as a corner. And after, so he muffs the first, they get it back. Muffs the second, Pittsburgh gets it. Mm-hmm. I don't believe they caught another punt in that game. It seemed like it was a fire call every time, and they just scattered.
Yeah, but I think
they had Zacchaeus back there.
But I think he can handle it. He just has to work on his fundamentals just a little bit. You know, hell, I've had games where I muffed them twice. Came back and returned one to set up the game-winning field goal. It's just
Do you stick with him?
Yeah, because when he catches it, he knows how to run the ball. But I think yesterday after that first muff, you know, like anything, if you're a quarterback, you throw an interception on your first play, or a receiver, you drop it. That eats at you the rest of the round. And I think that the second one was the reason for the second was the first one, where he never got it out of his head. He allowed it to fester too long.
I think for me, Eckler's been so good on the kick returns. Eckler's averaging 31 yards per kick return. Yeah. I think Eckler would be a real weapon in the punt return game.
But until
you got Robinson back.
But the thing of it, kick return, punt return is totally different. Like, kick return, end over end, everybody catch that. And punt return, 10 kicks, all 10 of them are different. So do we know if Eckler is very effective catching punt?
I don't know. That's a fair question.
That's what you got to be concerned about, because it's not necessarily how much he runs. There's less ground on punt return.
Sure.
And the decision-making is more important than anything.
That's where I trust him, though, is the decision-making. But it's a different skill set. I just looked it up. He had never really returned kicks until this year, and has never returned punts.
Well, the kicks this year, running backs with vision, they are more effective than all the other
because you don't have the guys running down the field.
Well, the thing of it, it looks like an offensive play.
Right.
You know? And I think when you watch Eckler, he plants and goes. You watch a lot of defensive backs and receivers, they pity-pat. And all the time you pity-pat, you're not going forward, I'm getting closer.
Sure.
So I close down the gaps in between you. Eckler is hitting that thing full speed. I love how he plays it.
He's playing well. I think my concern with the OZ punt return situation is that yesterday was kind of the culmination of a lot of, oh, man, does he have that? And every time previous to yesterday, it pretty much had broken the Commander's way.
Yeah.
Like the ball bounced the right way, and then yesterday it didn't. I don't know that the ball's – you can always count on the ball bouncing your way. But you and I were talking about this before we came on the air. Looking at yesterday's game, there are a million plays you can point to. I think the spot at the end was bad. I think BSJ's coverage at the end was bad. I think there's a lot of singular plays that occurred that swung this game.
Yeah.
And we'll go through it. We'll open the phones. Like, we'll do all of it, right? But, B, I look at very late in the third quarter, they get good pressure on Russ. He basically just chucks it out there. Jeremy Chinn pulls it in for an interception.
Yeah.
Washington starts with the ball at their 26. At this point, they still have, I believe, a 3-point lead.
Uh-huh.
And it's a three and out. Like, Yeah. You get an interception, and you're unable to do really anything with it.
They weren't effective on first downs and second downs, so they end up in third and long a lot yesterday.
They have been so efficient
that is
all
what you
year,
do not want to do.
Staying ahead of the sticks,
yeah.
And then you get a really good defense. Pittsburgh deserves a lot of credit because they played really well.
You don't want to have third and long against them.
No. This was a really bad time for their O-line to be so banged up.
Yeah.
And Trent Scott played probably better than expected, but the problems in the interior where Biadasz was just super hurt. I saw him in the locker room afterwards. That guy played through a lot. I think all those offensive linemen at this stage are playing through a lot. But it was a rough time to be banged up. It was a rough time to not have Robinson because they could not run the ball. You know,
no.
Their run game was ineffective. But, B, you go.
Part of my key to the game, you got to run. If you run the ball effectively, you beat them.
Sure.
If they had a nice running game yesterday, that game is won easily.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They get the ball late third, four plays, 12 yards, punt, right? Then they're able, I mean, it's a damn hell of a play that Quan Martin, Jeremy Chinn, like all these guys are in on to grab the fumble at the Steelers basically like 1 yard line, right?
They had a fumble earlier that should have been called the fumble that.
Didn't challenge that.
I don't know why, but it was a damn fumble. First, this is what I am with the refs, though. You watch the running back with the ball, so everybody's focused on him. The running back, you can see the running back hands come down, and the ball's gone. When that whistle was starting to blow, Newton was standing up with the football.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they can automatically consider him down when he was on top of people anyway. So it should have probably been. They didn't have the proper angle. But
that's what I thought because it was such a dog pile in there that if you challenge it, are you going to get a definitive review? I just wonder if his leg,
if
his
knee
was down or something.
If you look at the replay, that thing was out.
I didn't find that one as egregious as the spot at the end. But regardless, both
once they made it, I didn't think they were going to change it. Once they
made
the call,
it's hard to. I agree.
But you can see him catch the ball. And then he's being touched while he's catching it. Then he takes a step and turns, and they put the ball back to where the step and turn instead of where he caught the ball was being touched already.
But, Brian, there are so many singular plays, undoubtedly. But you get a fumble and a pick with a lead in the second half of an NFL game, and off of those turnovers, the game's all about what did Joe Witt and DQ always say, the ball is life.
Yeah.
We got to win the turnover battle. They did. Your offense is able to generate off of two turnovers, seven plays and 16 yards, and you punt on both possessions.
Offense.
Like,
was,
that's just, you're not going to win.
They weren't on yesterday, but I can, I think Jaden early in the game, well, he was a little off. But there are some passes, and I've heard people say, well, he had to be there early. If you look at those pass plays early, it's two of them. One to Luke, it went through Luke's hand before the guy ever touched the ball. You go back and check it out. And then the one to Noah Brown, that ball was all in Noah's chest.
Bro,
and I understand you got beat.
I think there were five or six drops yesterday.
Come back to Deami in the end zone.
That's terrible.
Zach Ertz, the one he just drops. And so it was a lot of drops, but Jaden wasn't on early.
No.
Then he started to put the ball where he normally put him, and balls were being dropped. And Logan brought something up, and he's absolutely right. It was a little wet and colder. That ball gets, it feels harder and slicker at this time of the year. So, you know, because all week it had been what? Warm. And then you come to that game and it's one of those different style games. That thing will play. You know, I just, the last play though, I mean, that play for the touchdown to Mike, I don't know how you sit inside and never get any hands on that dude. Because Russ just threw it up.
Russ threw it to a spot. It was a great pass, but I agree with you there. I think Jaden was just that, even on passes that were caught, like Jaden usually puts them in perfect spots. Yeah. And yesterday on some of the caught passes, they were on your front shoulder instead of back shoulder or whatever it would be that limited guys' ability to maybe get some yardage after. I thought one tough miss was McCaffrey running what looked like a deep post when they were deep in their own territory, and he was wide open. And Jaden just needs a hair more air, a hair more air under that ball to let Luke run out from it. I think Jaden got hit a bunch yesterday, and you wonder how that impacted that he's already playing through this crazy rib injury. The weather, I think, is a real thing. This is a dude that's from Southern California, played in Arizona, played in LSU. I can't imagine, and this is something he's going to have to figure out because there's way more weather coming.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I don't think the weather truly affected him. I'm talking about when that ball hits your hand as a receiver, and it's what you're used to, that same speed. In this weather, it seems slicker and harder.
For me, Washington yesterday, throughout this first stretch of the season, right, Jaden has pretty much been great. Yeah. Maybe not week one against Tampa, but I think that's pretty understandable. His first NFL game, and there's blitzing coming from everywhere. But, like, Jaden has been great. And the team has been somewhere close to that level or pretty good, and then maybe he has elevated them, right? Yesterday was a time where the team needed to elevate because Jaden wasn't great yesterday. He was good. He was fine. He wasn't great.
But that's the
And the team didn't elevate.
Yeah, the team, I mean, that's why this is never one person's fault for anything. And what we said in the last few weeks was the defense has started to play better, and you can look at them like kind of like – working and pulling off of each other. I think the exact same thing has to happen to, like, when I put a ball that may not be in the spot I would normally put it, which I make it easy for the receiver, now the receiver got to make the tough catch. You know, that catch that 14 caught early in the game where he was stretched out.
Pickens, he's a hell of a player.
That ball was put in a bad spot, but he made it look good. You know what I mean? So you have to be able to do those things sometimes. With all that being said, and this is nothing about a moral victory, they lost by 1 point. It's not like they got destroyed. And I know people like to sit up there and go, oh, but there were bad teams that beat very good teams this year so far. Awful teams that beat good teams.
Right. I mean, they're 7-3. The game Thursday night is, I think everybody understands, has been more important for playoffs and standings and all of that stuff. It's just, you can't let one game, you know, kind of get to you. But think about some of these sequences. So they get the pick from Chin, right? And it's 1st and 10. Jaden's able to hit Terry for the big gainer.
Yeah.
And then they just go backwards. It's McNichols on 1st and 10, 6-yard gain. Daniels takes a sack on 2nd and 4. And then the first play of the fourth quarter is a throw to De'Ami Brown for -11.
Yeah.
Like that was the QB throwback, you know what I mean?
We tried, and the thing of it, and that's the difference between a quarterback and a receiver. When you, now you're a passer, you could have slung that thing out of bounds.
Right.
Because he was outside the pocket, could have slung it out of bounds, but he doesn't think that way. You know what I'm saying? Even in practice, when you work on it, you never tell the running back, the receiver, if nothing is there, you could throw it out of bounds. You're a passer at that point. You know what I'm saying? And you can see that he tried to make too much out of it, got tackled for a big loss.
Big loss.
But I think that on 1st and 2nd down, and you come back to the injuries and the ineffectiveness of the offense and not completely how they used to be, they were beating us to the punch, and they seemed to understand our game plan and our thought process early in the downs.
Here's my thing. When you just need points, when you have a lead, And I think they've been really good all year, so I'm not trying to, like, start nitpicking too much, right? But it's second and four to start the fourth quarter. Then Jaden takes that sack, and you've got the ball at midfield. I don't hate running the draw right there and just getting back into field position rather than trying to maybe chase something and get the home run play. There's a million ways you can chop this thing up. Ultimately, they weren't good enough. Pittsburgh was. Pittsburgh is a playoff-tested team with a head coach that seems to win these games. I do think there's a lot that Washington can win from that, can learn from that thing yesterday. I think, unfortunately, though, they got a ton of injuries, and Philly is red hot. One of the biggest plays yesterday came damn near the end of the game. The referee's spot on Zach Ertz on fourth down. Let's discuss that. Nobody go anywhere.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.